Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. Welcome back. I'm having a coro catch-up, I'm calling today. Correspondence catch-up, where we delve into what everyone's been saying, what's been going on. I have many messages from many different people, which is very exciting. So thank you all for joining in on the podcast. Everyone who's messaged via either Patreon or Facebook, or, you know, you can find me in so many places. I get very excited. James was very sweet, talking about he was very thankful that I had read out his email about the showrunners, and said he would also vote for Sally Wainwright, although doesn't think she'd be a Hufflepuff. And hasn't seen many of their newer series, but says Scott and Bailey was essential viewing in their house. Scott and Bailey was so good. It was just amazing. But look, you know, there all of the men in it are quite dumb. Anyway, speaking of James, let's get back into the Across the Universe story and see, like, where the latest developments are. James says that I love Jeff's suggestions for Across the Universe, and yes, I was absolutely ripping off the Beatles. Why wouldn't you? Grandma was the big bad wolf all along is a great twist that could set up a really fabulous climax as she breaks through her conditioning to save Poppy in a feast of terrible CGI. Now I'm ripping off Return of the Jedi and Death in Heaven. James says, I reckon I'd swap out Zaroff for Tobias Vaughn from The Invasion. The weapons factories of Villengard would be a very valuable target for any Cybermen out there. A Vaughn-like figure conducting experiments on the local population using tech shared by his mysterious business partner. Would Mr. Steele be too on the nose? Yes, it would. He said yes, it would. I didn't. That's not my judgment. but he says, yes, that would help contain the story in a way that might make sense on film. First things first, though, the Dr. Rose and Poppy are stuck in the TARDIS with Granny Wolf outside. How do they escape? Sneak out or dematerialize? And if they do, where do they end up? Look, I've got to say, James, if this was Russell T. Davis, who is, let's face it, an a-hole to all of his characters, then they would probably disappear. They would run away, have four adventures, one of them in the very far future, and Poppy, it would turn out, the Doctor would realise that Poppy was meant to be eaten by the grandmother wolf. It's a fixed point in time. So because she hasn't died, then all the awful things that have been happening at Villengard are never uncovered and the place is never shut down because her death inspires that. Like, they find the evidence on her dead body. She's killed by grandmother Cyberwolf. and somehow that leads to the closing down of this armament factory. Because the Villengard Majestrix, yes, I just made Professor Zaroff / Tobias Vaughn into a woman. the Majestrix runs unchecked for decades, and the kind of cyber monster people that are created there start enslaving the human race throughout the universe, and all of humanity turns into a slave race. And yeah, now I've turned that character into not only a mad scientist but also a slave owner. So the Doctor knows this. The Doctor has kind of always known this, and they just keep running. But on one of the trips to the further future that they end up in, where the Doctor is like, wow, this is nothing like I was expecting it to be. Like, there has been quite a rupture in time. But yeah, Poppy and Rose find out the truth, and tearfully Poppy demands to be sent back home to die, because all she's ever wanted to do was save the universe from the evils of Villengard, and the Doctor has taken that away from her. And if she has to die to do that, then that's what she has to do. So they go home, open the TARDIS door, and Grandma eats it. Oh, that is the worst. I am a bad person. Anyway, we've got four adventures in the meantime. What happens there? I would love to know. If you've got any ideas, I would love to hear them. If you think mine is too depressing and you don't want it, by all means, hit the reject button. And look, we've been through, we're up to our third iteration of who the baddie is in this story, so we could certainly have a different iteration of how it ends. But, you know, I just, like, this is kind of how I feel that Russell T. Davis would do it, just to just really hurt us all right in the feels. Thanks also to Kim, who was excited about my Tay-Tay tangent. Kim says, I'm a relatively new Swiftie in training, so I'm also discovering her awesomeness. Bless you. Squally is devastated that I didn't like Good Omens and hopes I give it another chance and that season two was fun. I'm sure I would. I just, you know what I think it is? I think it's too whimsical. I get about whimsy. Like, I couldn't read a Discworld novel for a very long time. I've read a few of them now, and I've quite enjoyed them. So maybe, having done that, I might give it another chance and kind of, you know, maybe I need to read the book and then I'll watch the show and go, oh, actually, this is exactly what it's meant to be. But yeah, watching the show, it was just way too much whimsy for me. I was like, no, I can't deal. But I would like to try again. Marcus has said, trying to think of an alien invasion story that deals with the effects of colonization. Oh, yeah, because I was, like, really interested in, like, you know, people colonizing and you just not being able to speak their language or understand what they were doing. They've just turned up with greater firepower and have somehow just taken over your whole world. Which is, you know, something that has happened in history here on our planet. And Marcus says, the only media I could think of where the aliens actually win was that Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode. Every Hollywood story has some dumb scene where someone discovers a magical virus or something that destroys all the aliens. I've been reading a series of books called the Frontlines books by an author called Marco Clues, who I discovered he had a book in one of those. If you're an Amazon Prime, you get like a free book every month. And one of his books was on there. And I knew his name because he was involved in like a scandal at the Science Fiction Hugo Awards one year where a bunch of, for want of a better term, white supremacists had rigged the voting because there was too much diversity going on in the lineup. And Marco Clues was one of the recipients of that rigged voting and withdrew his book from contention, which I thought was a really noble thing to do. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll read that. And then I've read his Frontlines books, which have like an alien race that that humans can't communicate with, that are gigantic and terrifying and impossible to deal with. But they're military sci-fi. Like Marco Clues was in the army, so it's like it's kind of it's still got that kind of, you know, you can kind of sense that the humans at some point will win. But, you know, I'm about four books in and it hasn't really happened yet. they're really great, fun books. I really enjoy them. If you like a kind of breezy military sci-fi read. I've got a couple more letters to get to and then we're back onto Matt's missive.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.